Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf. It's 8:36 Thursday morning. That means it's time to check in with Susie Landers, find out what's going on in the city of Houghton. Our look is always brought to you by the city of Houghton. Susie is here. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Wait a minute. You're not coming through.
Todd, it seems you do this a lot.
Oh, wait a minute.
I have my mic off.
There. Try that.
Let's try it. Good morning.
It was the easy button that I didn't push. I did all the hard things.
You know how many people wish they had that button when it comes to me? Just shut her off.
Yeah, Susie was not built with a mute button. And we welcome Ken Flood from Keweenaw Gem and Gift into the studio as well. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Todd and Susie.
Good to have you here. I am so excited about your new building.
We're very lucky to be in the new building right now, and really appreciate the city of Houghton, of course, working with us. They really made it go for us.
Of course, you were out on the highway for so long there on Memorial Drive, and kind of an iconic location that you had there. The new building kind of smacks of the old one a little bit, maybe?
It's a takeoff on some of the other designs and some older mines also in the area, where they had the head frame right in the middle and couple wings on the side.
Yeah, it's got a real classic look to it, I guess is the best thing that I can say. As you have moved into the new building, have you expanded what you offer?
Oh, definitely. We wanted to upgrade and offer a different selection in many different areas. And by designing the building how we did, actually my wife Cindy is the architect on putting everything together for us, it's given us a lot more room, a lot more efficiency, and a cleaner and more inviting retail store.
It is absolutely beautiful. I've been in there a couple times, and the layout is wonderful. She did a great job.
Thank you, Susie.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to stop in yet. I've driven by a few times. I have not had a chance to stop
in,
but I certainly
will. And that's when we want to get it out there, that they are open. Everyone thinks that they're not open yet, or they're waiting for the ribbon cutting, which will be next week, but you're ready and open. Doors are, what are your hours anyway?
Basically, during the week, we're running 10 until 6. We have opened on Sundays now, but Saturdays will be 10 to 5, Sundays 12 till 5.
So those are great hours.
You basically moved because you had the opportunity to sell the plot of land where you were before. Why did you decide? Some people would have thrown up their hands and said, "Well, you know what? Let's just close it down and take our money and run." Why did you decide to go ahead and continue and actually expand the business?
We've got some very good employees, and I still like to work. I enjoy what I do, and I'd like to be still in business, working 70, 75.
I've already told him he needs to expand another location. We need more.
Yeah, I know that feeling, though. People say, because I'm getting a little advanced in years now, and people say, "You're thinking about retirement?" I'm thinking, heck no. I love getting up in the morning at 2 o'clock and going to work. and the business owners tend to be like that, I think, because you started this business because you had some fondness for it to begin with, I expect.
Oh, certainly. It's been a passion of mine to cut rocks ever since my early days in Cordoba, Argentina, where I grew up. So I was cutting lapis and rhodochrosite as a 5-6-year-old down there. My father taught me the trade back then. So it's an interesting progression to move up here.
Now, wait a minute. You're from Argentina?
No. Grew up in Ann Arbor, or was born in Ann Arbor, but my folks moved us down there.
Okay.
In
wow.
the early years. So then moved back to the States in 68, went to Niles High School downstate, but I knew I was going to come up to Tech. We'd been on vacations up here, loved the area. It was a very good school, and enjoyed all my years here.
Okay, because I was going to ask you then, what brought you here from Argentina? Because it's a bit of a trip.
So. No, the rock hounding, of course, was very important, and I was in geology at Michigan Tech.
And this is such a fascinating place for anybody who loves rocks.
We're very blessed. I mean, my goodness gracious, from the rock piles throughout the middle of the peninsula to all the shorelines that have the agates and other little treasures that you can find.
A tremendous variety of opportunities.
Definitely.
So how do you, you're walking along the lakeshore, how do you know which rock is worth cutting open?
A lot of times it might be different or more unusual than some of the other rocks that are in the area. Might have a banded pattern, which of course would be a indicator like an agate. Or the weight. You've got some pieces of copper that get washed up on the shores, and you can feel it by the weight, or you can see the coloration of the copper itself.
Because they all look alike to me, I got to tell you.
No, yeah. They do.
Rocks is rocks.
You know what's really interesting? When I was up at your shop the other day, I was looking at the agates. And I had this in my mindset, what I thought an agate looked like. And I thought that was the only way an agate would look, certain striping. And then I looked at all your agates. I'm like, hey, I've thrown many of these back in. I'm like, geez. So it was really interesting. I picked up a couple and actually sent them to a friend of mine in Iowa, because we had been talking and they're like, wow, we want to see agates. I'm like, so it was great. I was able to pick up a few different types of agates and send them off. And of course, a chunk of copper. You can't send something away without adding some copper into
it. Yeah, got to have some copper.
You have to have copper. But it's really interesting to just even go up there and just look at all the different types of rocks, and you can actually put them in your hand and look at them, which is wonderful up at your shop.
Do you find that there are people who think that you are just a tourist stop? Local people who have never been in because they think that you're just for the folks who are coming through on visits?
That could very well be. But we've got a very loyal following in the area. But we have had at the new location quite a few new people that basically never knew we existed. So it's very fun to show them what the area has here, what our production shops produce. And
there's just a lot of services everything. You offer, too. I know, I think many years ago I brought in some copper that I'd dug up in my backyard, and you polished it, or you don't know what you did with it, but it looks beautiful.
You know, thank you.
You know what I mean? And it actually sits in my office right now.
So you do
so
custom
you can
work?
Little things like that.
Sure. I mean, whether it's the lapidary work, which would be the art of cutting and polishing rocks. We have a production shop over in Dollar Bay. We can clean the copper pieces. We can cut them, make bookends or clocks. Whatever ideas are out there, we've always like to try new and different things.
So you can add your own personal touch to something that's local for a gift, which is perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned, Susie, that he has a ribbon cutting coming up.
Yes, he does. That's next Thursday at noon, and we're inviting the entire community to share in this excitement with Ken and his team. We're going to have, of course, the chamber will be there, the city will be there, and anyone else that would like to welcome them.
And
please come out.
The new shop is located just south of Walmart.
Correct. So it'll be on Razorback Drive, which would be right across from the Rock House.
Yep.
So it's kind of the new developing area in that one little zone.
And it's a great addition to it. Looks great. I see him putting the final touches on it. I drove by yesterday and putting the final touches on. You'll be all ready, I'm sure, for the ribbon cutting coming up. And hope that you have a lot of wonderful years in business there, Ken.
Well, thank you very much. We are looking forward to this Thursday. It'll be a lot of fun. We've got some secret prizes for everybody.
Ooh,
that comes
secrets.
Through. Every person will get one. We'll have door prizes, a lot of specials going on. We'll feed you. And I think we should mention, too, I will be cutting rocks. I'm going to have a couple of guys from the production shop over there. We're going to cut rocks free all day on Thursday.
Because I would just love to see how that's done.
Sure, we use diamond saws, but we have to limit it to 2 inches and smaller. And let's hope for not too many with copper in them, because I have to use a different saw to cut those.
Copper is special. Always has been. That's why we're
right.
In copper country. So thank you for coming in, Ken. It's a pleasure to meet you and good to talk with you. Ken Flood from Keweenaw Gem and Gift. Again, the grand opening and the ribbon coming up next week, but they are open for business now at their new location on Razorback Drive, just south of Walmart. What else going on, Susie?
What else? Let's see. We've got, of course, that Sisu Challenge coming up, and we're trying to get people excited about that. We've got Bridge Fest. Everything's on schedule for Bridge Fest.
Good.
So, except the weather, you know, that's always to be determined. But we've got the car shows on.
Don't
I know there was a little bit of
Bridge
rumor
Fest
that
weather.
there wasn't going to be a car show, but the car show's going. We have fireworks are being ordered up. Everything is great.
Cool, because Bridgefest is closer than you think.
I know.
Bridgefest is a month away.
It is.
So it doesn't feel like that when we had snow day before yesterday. It's hard to think about Bridgefest, but it's coming.
It is. And one other thing that's coming up, and I'm hoping they will be on with us next week, is my favorite little day is Farm Day in downtown Houghton. When the bookworm brings in all the farm animals.
Yeah.
That's coming up again. I think it's the first Saturday of June, whatever. Is that the 4th or 5th? Whatever that date.
Yeah, it'd be right around there.
Right around there. So we'll be in, I think, next week with them and talking about that event. It's so wonderful to come around that. I always tell myself, when I come around the corner by the miner and I see goats and pigs and... And we're looking to expand it a little bit.
There are very few days when you can drive into downtown Houghton and see sheep.
That's right. So. But it's a great day for everybody. I mean, young and old. I mean, who doesn't love to go to like a little petting zoo?
Yeah.
So, absolutely. And I think they're going to expand, maybe add a couple more things this year. We're in, kind of talking over a few different options. So it's growing. I mean, it's cool. They're getting hundreds of kids, so it's very popular.
Cool. Very good. Hey, thank you to you for coming in again this
morning. Thank you, Todd. It's always a pleasure.
Susie Landers from the city of Houghton here on Q&A's Classic Hits 97.7.